Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It was the third day, and the sun was just about to come up. Two women, both named Mary, were heading back to the tomb. They had been there on Friday, just before the Sabbath, and they had seen what had happened. They saw Joseph of Arimathea lovingly but hastily wrap Jesus in a clean linen shroud and lay Jesus in his own tomb. They had seen the large stone rolled in place to cover up that entrance. They were sitting right there across from it, watching it all unfold before their eyes. This was at least a quiet end compared to what they had seen just a few hours earlier that day. From noon till 3 on that Friday, darkness was covering the land as Jesus lived out the words of Psalm 22. The women were there. They saw it all. The mocking, the spiting, the dividing of his garments. They heard Jesus cry out from the cross, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." They saw him breathe his last breath. They saw Jesus publicly crucified. They saw Jesus die. They were sitting right there. They also felt the earthquake under their feet as Jesus died. They heard the Roman soldier cry out in fear and in awe, "Truly, this is the Son of God," as he witnessed the earth shake and the tombs open. And Jesus was, or the women were right there. It was such a strange time, such unexpected circumstances, such a fearful time to be alive. These same women went back to the tomb at dawn's first light on the third day. Matthew doesn't tell us why. We're not told that they have spices or ointment. We're simply told that they went to see the tomb. If anything is normal about this account, it's the fact that the women expected to find the place of Jesus' burial undisturbed. They expected to see that stone covering the entrance of the tomb just as it was on Friday. They expected that Jesus was now resting in peace behind that stone with the soldiers who are now standing in front of it so that no one would come and tamper with the grave. Because that was the fear of the Pharisees. They thought the disciples, who by the way all fled in fear from Jesus, would somehow miraculously become emboldened to sneak back and remove the body of Jesus from the tomb and lie to everyone, saying that Jesus was somehow alive again. Well, the women came to the tomb, and boy, it was not what they expected. An angel of the Lord came crashing down from heaven with such force that the ground shook once again. The soldiers who were keeping guard, who were so accustomed to warfare and death, they fell down and lay like dead men on the ground in fear. The angel rolled back the stone and sat upon it, and it was as if the stone served as his pulpit to proclaim good news to the women. You know the first thing that he said to them? He said, "Don't be afraid. You, stop being afraid. You seek Jesus the crucified. He's not here. He is risen, as he said. Look, you were here on Friday. You yourselves know where they laid him. When you arrived, the stone was in its place. The guard stood outside. You yourself saw how the guard had fallen before you and how I opened the tomb. Jesus is not in the same place that you saw Joseph lay him. Now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him." Now Matthew says that they left the tomb with fear and with great joy to tell the disciples. Right? These women witnessed the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus. They saw where Joseph laid him and how they sealed the tomb. These women witnessed an angel of the Lord come down from heaven, shake the earth, Render the battle-hardened warriors like corpses, roll a stone away, show them an empty tomb, and proclaim that Jesus is alive and that he is going to Galilee to meet them. Boy, such strange times, such unexpected circumstances, such a fearful and yet a joyful time to be alive. These women were leaving the burial site. The tomb was behind them. And before them, before them stood Jesus. After greeting them, the first thing he said to these women, these two witnesses of such strange and unexpected events, was this: "Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Yes, you really are seeing me. Yes, I am the one you saw crucified, dead, and buried. Yes, it's me, not a hallucination, not a ghost or a spirit. It is me in the flesh. These are the hands that touched the dead to raise them, the hands that blessed the children as they came to me, the hands that broke bread and passed the cup with the disciples, the hands that you saw nailed to the cross. And these feet that you now cling to, these are the same feet that journeyed near and far to proclaim the good news of my kingdom. These are the feet that were anointed with perfume before my betrayal and my crucifixion. These are the feet that were fastened to the tree. I know it's a fearful thing to see the dead live, but now you see who I am. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am. And you are right to worship me as such. So do not be afraid. Be filled with great joy. And tell my brothers, for truly they are my brothers, to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Such a strange time, such unexpected circumstances, and yet what a fearful and a joyful time to be alive. That was as true then as it is today. Look, for many of us, this year's celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead is as strange and as unexpected as perhaps few before have been. Online worship, drive-in services, it all seems so odd. And yet it doesn't change what our Lord, our brother, has accomplished for us all. You know that Jesus took up our flesh not because he had to, but because he wanted to. You know that he healed the sick, fed the hungry, opened the eyes of the blind, raised the dead, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. He wasn't baptized to bear the sin of the world because he had to. He didn't die a criminal's death on a cross because he had to. He did all of this because he wanted to. He did this because he wanted you. He desired to take your sin, your shame, your guilt, your pain, your sickness, your sorrow, your fear, and he wanted to give you his forgiveness, his life, his comfort, his healing, his peace, and his joy. And to do this, he willingly played with his life on the cross. You know that the two Marys, well, they went as Jesus said. You know that Jesus kept his promise and that he met his disciples, his brothers in Galilee. You know how he authorized them to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and by teaching, something that's going on to this very day. And you heard him promise, "I will be with you always to the very end of this age." We may be living a strange time, in unexpected circumstances, but I tell you, it's a joyful time to be alive. Why? Because Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. And you have been baptized, and you are being taught, and have become, by faith, brothers and sisters in Christ. You have been united to Christ's crucifixion and to his resurrection. You are his people with a mission to go and to tell. Go and tell those who are living in fear and in isolation that God is a God who keeps his word, that God is a God who is present in the midst of trial, that Jesus is a God who deals with us not according to what our sin deserves, but with grace and mercy. Jesus is God in the flesh who is ever present with his people, no matter how strange a time or unexpected the circumstances. Jesus is the one who is crucified and who lives. So fear not. If Christ is risen, you too shall rise. If Jesus lives, you live as well. If Jesus has overcome, so too you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, shall overcome. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia and amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our risen brother and Lord. Amen.